Harper Audio Australia presents The Silver River by Jim Magini, read by Jim Magini. For the mothers. For the love of music is sweet and dangerous, to lose yourself to the love of all. Pray for the partner bound to be lonely. Pray for the player that has no child. Shane Howard, The Love of Music. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12:1. There is a town I was born. It is a place I've never been. Don't even know where it is. Don't even know my name. Where is home? Where is my home? I'm searching far and wide. It is a bastard song. It's the feeling that everything's wrong. We are alive, we that have wings. We have devices that do anything. Where is home? Where is my home? I hear my spirit cry. Midnight Oil, Home. How can you mend a broken song? Thunder grumbles overhead behind blankets of grey cloud. The air is thick, and the barometric pressure is falling fast. The wind stops. Bottle birds make bell sounds in the Banksias, and the sea sighs in the distance. Mist obscures the headland, a swirling blur over a troubled sea. I've been coming to the south coast of New South Wales ever since I was a child. The national park runs south from here all the way to Batemans Bay. Miles of deserted beaches and rocky outcrops, reefs full of salmon and blackfish. Whales give birth in Kitten Bay, just outside my window. Local fishermen say that everything taken from here is below legal size. When you climb up the hills of Spotted Gum and Barrowang, Montague Island appears and disappears like a phantom to the south. Native heath and pea flowers stretch to the edge of the cliffs and scratch you as you pass. The smell and cathedral roar of the ocean snaps me out of my reverie. I wish my parents had written down their life stories. I asked my adoptive father, Paul, to do it. His eyes glazed over, a faint smile appeared, and he changed the subject. When I finally met my biological father, Brian, he told me my mother had changed her name from Susan to Anne sometime after her birth. No wonder I hadn't been able to find her. Brian and I sat on plastic chairs among the weeds masquerading as lawn outside his house. Brian was talking and smoking, warming up to his subject. He said that after I was born, he drove to the hospital in Sydney to bring her back. They didn't go straight home to Queanbeyan. Passing the Canberra turnoff, they drove towards Yass. He told me they stopped the car and considered going back to get me. Like a river changing course, everything that followed in my life was determined in that moment of indecision. A rainy night in Yalla. It's 2007 and I'm in Bali on a holiday with my children, Alice and Sam. I'm playing ukulele a lot. I adore ukuleles. They're easy to carry on a plane. No one searches you for drugs. People leave you alone. We're staying at a beach resort with no beach. They detonated the coral reef just offshore to get the lime to make the concrete to build the salmon pink resorts along any bit of coastline available, and the beach disappeared overnight. Someone should have remembered their beach erosion and sand dynamics geography class from school. Karma, greed,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?